So Hazel, it was your idea, was it?
Yes. So there were a couple of people had said it was quite drab around the estate. Could we do anything to cheer it up? In particular, a lady called Jade was saying that it was a bit glum around where she lived. So came up with the idea, and people have really taken to it.
Did you see it on a film or anything like
that? I just looked outside and thought most people have got a lamppost nearby. It's on the street. It's visible. It's easy to do. Use up small decorations. So there you go.
Fabulous. And loads of people really, really taken to the idea.
Yeah, and there's more people this weekend putting some up as well. So
How many have you got so far? Have you had a count?
I don't know. Last count we did, there were about 20, weren't there? But there's loads gone up since then. Loads gone up since then, and more going up this weekend. So we're hoping through the next week. I know the school are looking to put some up this week as well, with one of the local churches. So there should be quite a few going up this week leading up to Christmas.
And Max, you're the councillor for this ward.
The Labour Borough councillor for the Sunderland ward. Let's get that in again.
So you was the person who gave permission to...
No, I didn't give the permission. I sought permission from the county council.
Okay.
That was my role in all this. Plus, I am the man with the step ladders who can get higher and with the tools to get fix things up and stuff like that.
Was the permission hard to get nowadays with health and safety and stuff like that, or was
No, the gentleman that I spoke to in Highways, he is a former electrician, I think he said that he was. I'm an electrician, and so, you know, health and safety is just part of what you do when you're a tradesman, so it was just quite simple.
And any other local communities who fancy doing this, what's your advice to them?
Seek permission first. Don't just throw them up there yourself, because then you're just going to get people into trouble, and it's just going to make the council come down and say nobody's allowed to do it. So I think if people are going to do it, get permission. That's the main thing.
And clear up.
And clear up after yourselves. Nobody wants to see it being a mess through January.
No, of course. It's going to be the 12th night that he's come down, is that right?
12th night, that's it.
And we've come here today to do your lovely lamppost.
Yes. Well, we heard Jules on the radio on Friday saying that she would love to do one. And we couldn't do it ourselves, so I phoned Jules and asked her if she'd like to come and do the one outside our house.
Fabulous. And it looks beautiful.
It
She's
does.
Done a great
very
job
pleased
here
with it.
All the hot. So you are really pleased with it. Great stuff. Mr. North Pole.
Hello.
I love yours.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Where did you find the time to do that and all the materials? It must have...
I'm a freelance graphic designer by trade, so this kind of thing. I'm used to designing window displays in London, Paris, France, Milan, and just thought it's right up my street.
Literally
outside my bedroom window. So I thought, I went up to the shops, bought some materials and sat there on my computer and designed some bits.
Oh, brilliant.
And that's what I came out with.
loads of people have been saying, where is this? Where is it? Where is that?
It's on Wollaston Close, right at the back of Wollaston Close, which backs onto the golf course.
Okay, brilliant.
So it's a bit tucked out of the way, but at least it's safe because there's not much traffic go through there. So, but nice.
And how long did it take you to put it all up?
Oh, to put it up, probably about an hour. To make it all and cut all the ribbon and everything, probably about 2-3 hours.
Wow.
And we've just done another one outside the shops today, which I made. It probably took about 3 hours yesterday to make. And we've been down there for about an hour this morning putting it up. So we've even got an elf. We've got an elf there as well.
Oh,
so
you've
seen elf on a shelf. Now we've got elf on a lamppost.
And I'm just going to quickly go back to Hazel. Next year, do you want to make
it bigger? We're really keen, aren't we? Really keen to do it next year. And hopefully some other places might take the idea on as well. It's fun.